The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. The Transfiguration of Jesus. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain, where they were alone. Jesus' appearance was changed before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as snow. Then suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Jesus. Peter spoke up and said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter was still speaking when a bright cloud covered them with its shadow, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, my chosen one. Listen to him." On hearing the voice, the disciples fell to the ground, full of fear. But Jesus came, touched them, and said, "Stand up. Do not be afraid." When they raised their eyes, they no longer saw anyone except Jesus. And as they came down the mountain, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man be raised from the dead. The disciples asked him, "Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered, "So it is. First comes Elijah, and he will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, and they treated him as they pleased. And they will also make the Son of Man suffer." Then the disciples understood that Jesus was referring to John the Baptist. Jesus heals an epileptic boy. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus, knelt before him, and said, "Sir, have pity on my son, who is an epileptic and suffers terribly. He has often fallen into the fire and at other times into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." Jesus replied, "O you people, faithless and misled, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus commanded the evil spirit to leave the boy, and the boy was immediately healed. Later, the disciples approached Jesus and asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive out the spirit?" Jesus said to them, "Because you have little faith. I say to you, if only you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain to move from here to there, and the mountain would obey. Nothing would be impossible for you. Only prayer and fasting can drive out this kind of spirit." While Jesus was in Galilee with the 12, he said to them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. But he will rise on the 3rd day. The 12 were deeply grieved. The Temple Tax. When they returned to Capernaum, the temple tax collectors came to Peter and asked him, "Does your master pay the temple tax?" He answered, "Yes." Peter then entered the house, and immediately Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Simon? Who pay taxes or tribute to the kings of the earth? Their sons or strangers and aliens? Peter replied, Strangers and aliens. And Jesus told him, The sons, then, are tax-free. But so as not to offend these people, go to the sea, throw in a hook, and open the mouth of the first fish you catch. You will find a coin in it. Take the coin and give it to them for you and for me.